This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
What's a part of 2020 you'd want to re-celebrate or redo? You can let us know. Get us via WhatsApp. You know how to do that. Get us via Twitter and Instagram. You also know how to do that. We've had some tweets. Here's one of them.
Yeah. So this comes from Ahmad, who says, waking up to it.
Ouch.
Yeah. And Daniel says, none. I just want to move on.
Oh. Which is fair.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Speaking of moving on, we had a message from Ro via WhatsApp. And it says, I'd also redo the moment Jeff Sandu decided to leave BFM. So he'd still be around. One, two, three.
Wait, but if you redo the moment where he leaves BFM...
He's still leaving. Yeah.
Wow, you want Jeff to leave like over and over and over
again. Over and over again.
Row.
There you go. Anyway, do keep the messages coming in. Anything on Instagram, Chris?
No, sadly. I think Instagram is just about done with 2020.
I think we all are. But there's still things that we need to do, and we still need to get around. We still need to put our car somewhere, and of course, we still need to park it, and we need to pay for that parking.
Yep.
If you're a good citizen, of course. And how do we do that?
We do that with a cashless payment app. So DBKL has announced that it is implementing a new cashless payment method for the payment of street parking fees in the city, effective yesterday. So it was abruptly terminated. It terminated its parking machine services as of 30th September. So it was a sudden move. Motorists within the city will no longer be able to pay their parking fees with coins or a touch-and-go card on the parking payment booths. Instead, they will have to use any of the following mobile apps or e-wallets. So Ringgit Plus lists these apps. They say Easy Smart Park, Flexi Parking, Wilaya Parking, and Mcash. So I'm not too familiar with these apps. I don't know how commonly used they are, but they have sort of touched on the fact that they are working at Boost and Touch and Go still, but in the future when they finish the upgrade. So DBKL also noted that it is in the midst of planning and implementing parking payment services with those two companies to offer better user convenience. Both e-wallets had actually enabled the ability to pay for street parking with DBKL. So Boost started in 2018 and Touch and Go started in 2019, but both have removed their functions. And they say that it is offline for upgrading works, and there's also lack of Jom parking, which they've also come back to say that, yes, they are working on ways to implement DBKL parking again.
We've actually had a WhatsApp message about this, and this came in fairly early in the show from number ending 5809. And they say DBKL could have done better communicating. I was informed through a friend's WhatsApp group one day before it happened. Those coin machines are still relatively new, and it was done in conjunction with the change of leadership at DBKL. And it said the messaging could be done much, much better. There were a lot of people queuing up at the coin machines when DBKL enforcement officers came and were stuck. I think that I saw a lot of people tweeting about it and a lot of images on Instagram. It was like, what the heck is happening? I don't know why I can't suddenly do this and I suddenly can't do that. Certainly, you know, communication would have been much better. Could have been much better, right?
Yeah, yeah. But the move to cashless is, of course, a plus.
Of course.
You know, going fully cashless is a good thing.
I just need some clarification. You said that users will no longer be able to use Touch and Go, but they can use Touch and Go?
No, so they will, for the time being, there's no Touch and Go or Jom parking, but DBKL and those companies have said that they will be back on the payment parking system.
So currently, if you want to use it right now, as of today, what would you need to use?
So you can't use coins. So you would only need to use these four apps. Easy Smart Park, Flexi Parking, Wilaya Parking, and Mcash. For the time being, they say.
That's not confusing at all, is it? Anyway, it's Friday. And we've come to the end of the show, haven't we? Thank you very much for all of the stories. Thank you very much for all of your tweets, your messages, your WhatsApps, your Insta responses. Do we have any more messages just before we wrap up?
Yeah, so this comes from Salman, who says, in January, we did our company's annual party with so much fun, food, gifts, and most importantly, physically with my colleagues. I definitely miss that and want to do that again.
Actually, one thing that I wish we could re-celebrate is BFM's anniversary.
Yeah,
that happened on the 4th of September. And we were all apart and we were all in split shifts and couldn't see each other. And that was very sad.
There is that too. There is that too. I miss the other half of the team. I miss seeing them. Yeah.
Having big lunches.
Having big lunches.
The hustle and bustle.
Teasing Jeff and, you know, doing silly things to him. I miss that. I'd redo all that again. Send him terrible emails. You know, all that kind of stuff.
All that stuff.
Actually, I could still send him terrible emails.
You could. You know his work email.
I know. That's it. Right. Mm. Jeff Sandu, I'm coming for you. Right. We've come to the end of the show, though, of course. We kicked off the show about that story that we saw, the Nando's ad that we saw sometime last weekend. And about this year, of course, has brought up a lot of changes for many of us, wishing that we could either fast forward into 2021 or rewind to pre-COVID. Fisherman and Nando's teamed up, released a brilliant ad that made us all kind of look back and reflect at some of the things that we could have, that we can re-celebrate or redo. That was our question. What would you re-celebrate or what would you redo? We then moved on to
the new office lunch. So a couple of tips for you to have food in the office or at work without being unsafe.
Then we finished with how DBKL has launched a new cashless parking system.
All that remains is for me to thank our guest for today. It was Adam Miranda, the creative lead on the Nando's project from Fisherman Integrated. And don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Fariz Zahir, the CEO of Sharia Capital. They is the life sciences investment arm of Kazana National, invested in medical technology and biological sciences. Why did Kazana choose to invest in this space? Have a listen to find out more about that. We'll be back on Monday, but it'll be two different people here in the studio. We will be working from home. So look after them. Send them plenty of messages. Keep them talking. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station. Have yourselves a lovely weekend. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay distant. Do all of those things. This has been a PSA from Richard Bradbury, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.